The stat that has to be included in any review of these recalls is 17, the number of state Senate seats Republicans now hold. That's down from the 19 they had before the recalls, but it's enough for them to preserve a one-seat majority in the Senate, which is why you have Republicans like pollster Wes Anderson saying one thing.
The unions and the left in general made just a massive investment, and they came up short.
And Democrats like State Party Chair Mike Tate saying another.
With the Senate recall dust now settled, it's clear Democrats have won this summer recall elections.
To get a better sense of where the parties are coming from, you have to dig into more numbers. Republicans downplay the two seats they lost. La Crosse Senator Dan Kopenke because his district has trended Democratic, and Empire Senator Randy Hopper because he went through a very public and ugly divorce. But UW Oshkosh political science professor Jim Simmons says he thinks there was more at play in the Hopper race.
I have to tell you that Hopper's personal problems didn't get a lot of play in the local media. You would have found much more out about it if you were reading the Madison or the Milwaukee papers.
This was a rematch of Hopper's 2008 contest with Democrat Jessica King. Dig down into the numbers and you find that Hopper still won his base in Fond du Lac County, and King won her base in Winnebago County, even though the Oshkosh College campus in her district was on summer break. What changed this year was that the Dodge County City of Waupun, which voted for Hopper in 2008, supported King in 2011. Simmons says Hopper's vote to scale back collective bargaining was likely a factor.
You know, Waupun has the prison, and you have a lot of corrections workers and a lot of corrections-related industries, and they shifted.
Dig down into the races Democratic incumbents held, and you can see more reasons they're optimistic. Conover Democrat Jim Holprin won his northern Wisconsin Senate seat by a margin of 55-45, even though the district went strongly for Governor Scott Walker. UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee says that's a big margin.
In politics, 55-45 or anything in that close range is considered a decisive victory, and he certainly had a decisive victory.
The other two recall races with Democratic incumbents weren't even close. Overall, Democrats received more total votes in these races and cut into GOP margins in some Senate districts. Ripon Republican Luther Olson had his first-ever Democratic opponent and only beat him by about 2,000 votes. Couple that with dismal polling for Governor Scott Walker, and Democrats say they could recall Walker in 2012. Professor Lee says he's not so sure.
I don't think we can look to public opinion polls and say definitely, absolutely, positively, Governor Walker will, and then fill in the blank.
Pollster Wes Anderson did work for Republicans in these recalls, but says whatever happens next year with Walker will be overshadowed by a bigger race.
I'm sure both sides would like to create a narrative of how this helps them concerning a potential gubernatorial recall. The reality is next year is going to be about the presidential election in Wisconsin like it is everywhere else.
Anderson says the difference in final raw votes between Republicans and Democrats in these recalls was not big enough to provide any guidance for the state as a whole. Wisconsin, Anderson says, is about as swing gets right now. And if the economy doesn't improve, he says there will be no state where the presidential race is more competitive in 2012. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.